News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today we start something that's we hope is interesting, and it'll certainly be different. Today we'll talk about development in the city of Bryan, and we'll do it for the next three Thursdays. And then on Fridays, so the next three Fridays, we'll talk about development in the city of College Station. So Kevin Russell joins us this morning. He's the Director of Economic Development for the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Great. First of all, let folks know, if they're not familiar with you, a little bit about what you were doing before you had this position.
I started with the city of Bryan about 21 years ago. I started as a code enforcement officer, which taught me a lot of things about the city of Bryan with regard to who does what and how to get things done in the city of Bryan by working through different departments. From that point, I moved into the planning department and became the development manager. So I helped projects get through the development process through permitting, planning, engineering, and any department within the city, and a couple of them outside of the city, such as Atmos Gas or Texas Department of Transportation and things like that. From that point, I moved into the development, director of development services role, held that position for about 7 years, and recently was, given the opportunity to take on the director of economic development.
So really, you're kind of wearing two hats, in that there's development within the city, but it would seem to me, if I were to compare the two cities of Bryan and College Station, Bryan's more traditional in that you are trying to grow not centered on Texas A&M, as College Station would be. So explain to us, as this whole idea of development has changed, what are the kind of initiatives that a city puts forth now to try to bring in economic development?
Well, there's a lot of things that we look at. One is we're trying to be not put all of our eggs in one basket. So we understand that we need industrial, we need commercial, we need retail, and we need residential, both multifamily and single family, so that we can have a healthy economy that helps the city of Bryan grow. We don't grow as fast as a lot of cities, but our growth is manageable, which is a good thing. So we don't outgrow our infrastructure, streets, and things like that. We have growing pains just like any other city, but we are able to manage that growth.
Kevin Russell joining us this morning from the city of Bryan as we talk about development. When you talk about things that have changed in Bryan, I think the beginning point has to be downtown. This was an area, like so many downtowns in Texas, that had fallen into disrepair, that you had a high rate of buildings that didn't have things in them. Talk a little bit about the downtown redevelopment and what that has meant.
Yeah. As many people are aware, the downtowns used to house all of the big stores, the JCPenney's and Sears and things like that. But as malls became more and more popular, all those types of retail stores moved to those malls, and the downtowns became more and more vacant. The city of Bryan was not immune to that. We experienced that decline. And probably in the early 90s, the city of Bryan hired a firm that did a downtown master plan. And in that master plan, it talked about bringing back the historical significance of the buildings that were downtown. The city council of Bryan wanted that to happen, and they created a program called a downtown improvement program, which had matching grants for people to fix the facades of the buildings. In addition, the city of Bryan purchased the LaSalle Hotel, which was, a lot of people say that was not a smart move. A lot of people think that it was, because that was a cornerstone of getting the downtown redevelopment done started. Since that time, the city of Bryan has spent about $25 million in infrastructure. And this is from probably around 2000, 2002, in streets, water, sewer, all the things that development needs. And what we've experienced is about a $98 million worth of improvement or ad valorem increase in that same 10-year period.
It's pretty amazing. I think anybody who's been to downtown Bryan has seen that your first Fridays and even just any other events brings a maybe eclectic but a different group than you mm-hmm. see in College Station. I mean, there's an identity now to downtown Bryan.
That's correct. I think that our partnership with the Downtown Merchant Association, or the Downtown Business Association, has been very fruitful. I mean, they're very active. They want the downtown to be successful, not only for us, but for them. They own the businesses, and they put a lot of these types of events on, and you can see that it's continuing to grow.
Now, it's gone up to the point, basically, of the old Verisco building, where people know where that is. Now, you've gone ahead and developed up ahead of that, where the court saddlery used to be, that building that burned down, and so the street and that sort of improvement has taken place, but you really don't have any new structures out there.
Not currently. We are and continue to discuss those types of developments in what we call Downtown North, and that could be what we would like to see. Although it's hard for the government, which we try not to do, although we get accused of it many times, but the government doesn't control what people invest. Developers usually know what's going to work, what's going to sell, what's going to be profitable for them and for the city. So it's another partnership. What we would like to see is first floor retail and things like that with loft type living quarters above that. But that's not going to say that that's going to happen in every block downtown. We're working with a few different developers that have ideas for what they would like to do downtown, and we just need to make sure it matches up with the master plan.
What they were going to do, as I recall, is something like that, a multi-use development right at the deadhead of Main Street. Mm-hmm. Is that on the sidetrack now? That's not going to happen?
No, there's not. All of it's still working towards fruition. You have what we call the Ice House, is probably the cornerstone, which is a really, really cool building. We just have to find the right use to go in there. We don't want to underutilize it, and we don't want it to sit there and continue to be vacant. So we have to find the right use to go in there, but we also need to have the people living down there to support those types of uses.
Now, Texas Reds, has not necessarily grown as quickly as you'd like. Where do you see the Texas Reds is right now?
Well, I see Texas Reds is still happening. I think there's going to be some changes to that. I'm not sure what all the changes will be, but I think there will be, and I think there will still be an event in downtown. I think it'll continue to bring in people from both cities as well as outside of the community.